AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Nikki Whaley. A Jacksonville police officer shot and killed a man outside of a Northside Walmart on Friday night after the man sprayed the officer in the face with wasp and hornet spray. According to JSO, the man was also armed with a 15-inch baton and a knife. The incident happened around 10:40 at the Walmart at the River City Marketplace. The officer was called there to a disturbance that was going on inside the store. The man that was causing the problems has been identified as 37-year-old Bruce William Clark. JSO Officer S. Dorsirian approached Clark as he was walking into the parking lot, and he was sprayed in the face with insect killer. Dorsirian credits his training for his quick response in the matter. The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office is searching for a hit-and-run driver who killed a woman on Saturday night. It happened around 9:40 near the intersection of New Kings Road and Edgewood Avenue. Anyone with any information is being urged to contact police. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Good morning. So far, everything's good on the roads. There are no problems on 295, I-10, 95, or Butler Boulevard as you make your way out. We are expecting lots of rain with thunderstorms today and a high of 81 degrees. This evening, a 60% chance of scattered thunderstorms and a low of 74. Right now, 77 here at WBOB. And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Democrats move on with impeachment inquiry as a second whistleblower has come forward on the Ukraine controversy. The latest jobs report shows the unemployment rate at 3.5%, its lowest level since 1969. And bids for the sale of JEA start this week. The asking bid starts at around $6.8 billion.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Hey, we got a lot of news to get to, a lot of local news, JEA. The Pride Festival was this week, and I was at a rainbow event, believe it or not.
Had a good time?
I was at a rainbow event. Wait till I'm not lying. Wait till I tell you where it was at. Hey, good morning, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. I'm being serious. I got some clips from the rainbow event, too, by the way.
Okay.
It's always a civil rights thing. So we'll get into that. A lot of
issues. Human rights.
Human rights. That's right. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB. All right, Roger Henderson. Ed Dean, let's get on with a lot of the news out there. The jobless rate, a little lower by about 4,000 jobs, but a revision among some of the other months out there. Still 3.5. It dipped. There are more jobs out there. Are we almost at full employment out there? And this is, Roger, the lowest level of unemployment since that of the day since we landed on the moon. Fox Business Network, Ed Lawrence.
The unemployment rate dropped to 3.5%. The last time it was that low was when we landed on the moon, 1969, in that year. Revisions were both up for July and August, 7,000 jobs added in July, revised up in August, 38,000 jobs, for a net revision of up 45,000 jobs. The U6 is 6.9%. The long-term unemployment was little changed. Still at 22.7% of unemployed. Average hourly wages, no change. From labor force participation rate unchanged, 63.2%.
So there you go. Kind of interesting numbers out there. Even with full employment, people are still hiring. A lot of it could be, of course, coming up with maybe the holiday season. Yes or no. A lot of that's going to dictate coming up next month. By the way, retail sales, we'll get into that clip in a few moments. Retail analysts are expecting a higher... I thought we're going into a recession here. All right? They're talking about a 4% increase of retail sales, even including online sales.
Interesting.
Than over last year. And they think the jobs will be a little bit higher as Macy's and a lot of other companies in the state of Florida are going to hire as well. Let's break it down a little bit further on some of the jobs numbers out there.
The number's a little bit lower than what economists were expecting at 140,000. But if we look at the graph, and we have one just coming up under President Trump, just the strength, the number of jobs that have been added over the past several years, you can see them still climbing higher. Most of the new jobs this past September came in the service sector, like education, healthcare providers. It was the retail sector that was actually hit the hardest. We lost about 11,000 jobs there. But as a whole, this is good news because the U.S. consumer is still strong. And U.S. consumers contribute about 70% to GDP. So that's a good thing when Americans keep buying.
Now, it has a little bit of slowing growth, even though it is an increase. But according to the Wall Street Journal's John Hilsenrath, he says, from all this talk on the left, we're not even close to a recession.
I mean, I think what it's looking at is, after today's report, basically an affirmation of the slowdown story and a contradiction of the recession story. So job growth has slowed. We're not near the 200,000 a month numbers we're at a year ago. It's down and below 150,000. The economy is slowing. It's affecting wages. But there's nothing in here that points to recession, and there's been a lot of worry about recession in the markets, and I think that's why we're going to see, why we're seeing stock prices rebound.
According to ABC News, the impeachment inquiry continues. Duh. But then again, we got a second whistleblower. Now I'm being honest here. As a news guy, I'm perplexed. Why do we need a whistleblower when the transcript's already been released out there? What's the unless the document had to be reconstructed, had to be revised out there. Listen to the ABC News report about the second whistleblower who can attest to the first whistleblower's hearsay.
ABC News has learned that the legal team representing the first whistleblower is now representing a second whistleblower. Attorney Mark Zade told me that this second whistleblower is a member of the intelligence community with firsthand information on some of the allegations at issue.
Doesn't this sound like the Russian hoax all over again, maybe?
The second whistleblower has been interviewed by the Inspector General. The second whistleblower has not yet communicated directly with the congressional committees conducting this investigation.
Wait, are we sure about that? Because we were told about the first one didn't have any type of conversation before the IG. But then again, let's remind everybody that Adam Schiff knew about it, even though he claimed total denial.
We are told that this second whistleblower, in fact, had firsthand information, not secondhand information. And the second thing is, the first whistleblower's complaint turned out to be quite consistent with what we know about the call based on the transcript, reconstructed transcript released by the White
House. So, Roger, okay, again, in a court of law,
right.
Is the transcript the way it came out? Yes, Your Honor. Did you hear it come out the way it was transcripted?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, Your Honor. Then why do I even need you then?
Here's the deal.
I don't understand. Why do you need a whistleblower unless they believe it was docket? Right. What's the word I'm looking?
Doctor.
Doctor, that's doctor, right.
Doctor, yeah. But here's the deal. In the legal sense, if you have evidence that kind of supports each other, then it looks more credible as opposed to just a document or just a
But here's the point. How can you still continue to be a whistleblower if the documents were to come out? In fact, the document was more than what the whistleblower ever knew.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just asking.
All I can say, this is going to be some interesting stuff to talk about in the weeks and months ahead.
The attorney for the first whistleblower to come forward over President Trump's phone call with Ukraine's president says a second official is ready to back up the story. Meanwhile, Democrats continue to pursue impeachment. A source in the House Democratic caucus tells Fox News Democrats believe they have the votes to impeach.
I suggest that by even offering the opportunity to investigate the Bidens, was in effect asking a foreign government to dig up dirt on a political opponent. They say that is an impeachable offense, something that will obviously be the subject of much debate.
Well, here's the question. If they've got enough votes to impeach, Chris Wallace, host of Fox News Sunday, was asking Orlando Democrat Congresswoman Val Demings, wait a second, why don't you just bring it to a full House floor for a vote?
Unless the full House votes to authorize an impeachment inquiry, as was done in the cases of Bill Clinton and Richard Nixon. Why is House Speaker Pelosi refusing to hold a formal impeachment inquiry vote?
There is no requirement under the Constitution that we have a full House vote. There is no requirement under House rules that we have a full House vote. And there is no precedence that we have a full House vote.
Now, sounds credible, though. No precedence. How many precedents do you have before this impeachment? Chris Wallace asked that question.
Vote that really drives
Wait, Congresswoman, you say there's no precedent. There have only been two times in the history of under the rules we now have. Andrew Johnson back in the 1860s was different. In both the Bill Clinton case and the Richard Nixon case, there was a clear precedent. The full House voted and authorized a full impeachment inquiry. So
there you go. So much for that precedence out there. Here's USA's Today, Susan Page. There was a new poll done by USA Today. The majority of Americans support an investigation into Joe Biden and the Ukraine deal and how his son got it.
Yes, it's going to hurt him. It's hurting him already, fairly or not. You know, we should start any discussion of this by saying there's no evidence that Joe Biden did anything illegal or anything improper. We had a USA Today Ipsos poll this week that showed that by 2-1 by 42-21%. Americans say it would be legitimate. There are valid reasons to investigate Biden's behavior when it came to Ukraine. You know, the behavior was not illegal. It's not unusual for family members to try to cash in on famous or powerful relatives. It is one something that Americans do not like. It is unseemly. And that is a question that Joe Biden is going to have to answer.
All right, wait. Here's the question. Okay, I'm trying to focus this, and I'm not a lawyer, but is the legality here. Forget about the politics for a second. We were told that the FBI needed to find out whether it came from overseas or not. And by the way, to all of you on Facebook, I keep some of my liberal friends, even journalist friends, keep trying to have an argument with me. I don't know why. The Hillary Clinton campaign financed Fusion GPS by Obama lobbyists out there, which information came from Ukraine, according to a Political.com article in January of 2017, to help out the Democrats to find dirt, also the Russians, to help out the DNC to find dirt on Donald Trump. Hey, okay, fine, whatever. Just admit it. That's all.
Yeah.
Now it's okay to find whether or not there was some sort of corruption. Maybe Trump and his sons were some sweetheart deal. So let's find out whether it came from Russia. It doesn't matter. But you don't want to happen when it comes to Biden and corruption. And I'm just saying, forget about the politics. And it's all based on politics.
Yeah, here's the definition of right and wrong. When our side does it, it's okay. When their side does it, oh no, they're destroying America. And that's unfortunate that the country is so divided like that. Let's look at the facts, see if anything wrong was done.
Listen to Van Jones. He says it's a lose-lose situation. Van Jones is very liberal, by the way. CNN commentator. Lose-lose situation for the Dems.
You get cross currents in this thing. At the same time, you know, Democrats are in a lose-lose situation. If they don't do something, their own base is going to feel disappointed, and you feel like maybe Trump gets away with too much. If you go through with the impeachment, though, you can divide the country further. You take the oxygen away from your candidate.
Let me tell you why this is. This has shades of the Hillary Clinton email investigation all written all over it. I don't think she lost because of the email. Most people didn't realize it. Most people aren't even following this whole Ukraine deal out there. But it's so embarrassing that when you talk about corruption, and by the way, can any of the Democrats ask me, well, you know, Trump investigating on foreign, you know, getting money. Wait. Hillary Clinton, how much money did the Clinton Foundation get while she was Secretary of State? Just thought I'd ask that.
Hundreds of millions.
Hundred from Russian government.
At least tens officials. Of millions.
So I think this kind of looks like the Hillary Clinton. Yeah. I'm not saying they're going to vote against Biden because of this. It's just embarrassing.
Yeah.
All right. A lot of this coming up next. Also, the Catholic Church says, hey, we might want to look at priests being married because we're losing them. We'll get to all that discussion coming up next. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio WBOB.
So far, so good on all the roads. 95, I-10, JTB, and 295 all look okay as you make your way out.
The Everglades. Previously stretching from Kissimmee to the Florida Keys, home to thousands of species of plants and animals, and an ecosystem found nowhere else on Earth, is half its original size and starved of water. To learn more and to help restore America's Everglades, visit EvergladesFoundation.org. That's EvergladesFoundation.org.
Deciding when, how, and where to place your loved one in a senior living home or community can be very overwhelming. You're not alone. Fortunately, there's a local company that is committed to guiding you through and simplifying the whole process. Assisted Living Locators. Assisted Living Locators will help you through every step of the way. They will help you find the right solution for now and for the future. Best of all, their service is absolutely free. There is no cost to you. Assisted Living Locators will provide you with everything you need to know about area senior living apartments and independent living, assisted homes and communities, personal and adult care homes, and Alzheimer's and memory care communities. Assisted Living Locators, your local senior living advisor. Take advantage of this free service today. Call 904-559-3203. That's 904-559-3203. Or visit AssistedLivingLocatorsJax.com. That's AssistedLivingLocatorsJax.com.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. As a sixth-generation jeweler, a question I get a lot is what kind of watch do you wear? The answer's a Rolex, and there are a couple of reasons. First, when my grandfather gave me a gift for graduating from college, he said, I want you to have something that you'll always remember me for. And he gave me the Rolex watch that I wear today. Now, more than 35 years later, it still runs and looks as good as it did the day I got it, a day I'll never forget. It might be the right time for you to create the same kind of memory, and nothing does it better than a Rolex from Underwoods. Whether it's a lady's or a man's, the watch is waterproof and has the classic good looks that make Rolex the watch people want to own. And at Underwoods, all of our Rolexes carry a 5-year guarantee. So stop by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Pontevedra, and let Rolex create a memory for you.
Tax problems can be extremely stressful and cause financial devastation. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville to be your personal advocate and resolve your IRS or state sales tax issues. J. David Tax Law focuses on your needs and case outcomes. Don't be fooled by out-of-town tax companies that focus only on signing you up without even working with an attorney. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. If you have federal or state sales tax debt, payroll taxes, bank levies, wage garnishments, tax liens, or unfiled returns, have a sit-down with J. David Tax Law and get the help you need. Never trust your tax situation to anyone you can't walk in and look in the eye. Call J. David Tax Law for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or a phone call away.
We're expecting around an 80% chance of thunderstorms today. Our high will be about 81 degrees. This evening, a 60% chance of rain and a low of 74. Right now, 76 at WBOB.
Financial issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Consumer confidence among Floridians is high. Bids for the sale of JEA start this week. The asking bid starts at around $6.8 billion. And a new report says risky mortgage loans are back on the rise.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Let's continue on with the news. I'm your host, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. I want to get into some of the issues. Trump was at a black leadership conference. All these black people out there. What's going on?
What's wrong with that?
Yelling. 4 more years. Oh, come on. That must be a fake. Somebody must have doctored that clip. I'm going to get to that here in a second. Listen to Donnie Joyt from MSNBC.
Okay.
All you Trump supporters out there, what's left? I mean, with all these issues gone on the table, the only thing he's got left supporting him are a bunch of racists and skinheads.
Who is Donald Trump good for now? Other than, you know, some skinheads and people on the far, far right. If you look at what's happening economically, if you look at the trade war, if you look at that basically he's not going to get any legislation through, you start to go, where is that? Who's making up that 38, 39, 40%? Because even if you go back to the basic kitchen table issues, is he really working for anybody at this point? And I think voters at some point start to wake up. So the silence of the Republicans and voters starting to go, wait a second. Even if I kind of believed in this guy and like this guy, what's in it for me at this
point? Wait, question. You mean to tell me that 40% of the Trump supporters are a bunch of skinheads and racists out there?
Absolutely not. This is nothing more than propaganda, to be frank with you. They're trying to paint the picture of who they would like everyone in America to perceive Donald Trump to be, and he's just not that guy.
Retail sales going to look to be a 4%. I thought this economy was supposed to go into recession. 4% increase by the National Retail Federation. Fox Business News' Colin McShane says, guess what? It's going to be probably a bigger year than that of 2018. And 2018, Roger, was a big year.
Well, it looks like Santa might be even more generous than last year. That's because the National Retail Federation is predicting holiday sales could top $730 billion this year. If so, that would be around a 4% jump from 2018.
A 4% jump higher than that of 2018. Steve Beaman, who is a very well-known economics and financial radio talk show host, is going to join us in a little bit. One of the big issues, as you know, I think to this day, ever since the Great Recession, not think do we know, and I would know this as a former economics reporter and editor, Roger, that the economy is always a hot issue.
Yeah.
Okay, economy's doing well right now, still chugging along. But the question about certain debts, we have $1.5 trillion of student college debts out there. We got a lot of people foreclosing, or at least, as we say, behind payments when it comes to car loans out there as well. What about the home industry? Risky loans. There's a new report that the Washington Post has come out with as of over the last few days. This is done by the Urban Institute. Taxpayers may be on the hook again for risky home loans. At the same time, home buyers with low credit scores and high debts of high levels of debt are enjoying easier access to home loans. Was this not the biggest complaint we had pre-Great Recession? Guy Benson was sitting in on the Fox Business Network, and he's worked, of course, with townhall.com with this latest story.
Reports that risky home loans are back on the rise. Remember the whole subprime mortgage disaster that tanked the economy in 2008? Well, for some insane reason, they're back. So, are these early signs of another financial collapse, potentially, or just some false flags?
Is it just some false flags? According to FHA, they insured more than 1 million mortgages in 2018 for single-family homes.
Mm-hmm.
The average borrower's credit score, guess what, declined in 2018 to 670.
Okay.
710 means it's good, and then it goes better than that. The lowest level since that of 2008. According to the SAM report, credit scores have continued to decline so far this year and have been on a downward trend since that of 2011. Another area that the Washington Post also brings up, that when they looked at this together with the mortgage purchase transactions during the fiscal year of last year, were comprised of mortgages where the borrower had a debt-to-income ratio higher than 50%. So we had, combine this together. The credit score below 640,
okay,
and the debt-to-income ratio about 50%.
But still able to get, you know, really good mortgages.
We're still able to get a mortgage out there. Of course, Fannie and Freddie hold the boatload of these mortgages out there. According to Scott Martin from the Kingsview Wealth Management, he says this is the reason why the risky loans are out there.
I'll tell you, those mortgages are out there, and they're out there for a couple reasons. Just to not make anybody worry, I don't think we're going to get into this situation where we're going to have these mortgages repackaged and then reloaned and then repackaged and sold, you know, and traded. But let's face it, there aren't a lot of great borrowers out there. I hate to say it about America or wherever you are, but the reality is some of these borrowers, and a lot of them, are Alt-A or subprime borrowers. You know, they're not great borrowers. So banks need to lend money to make money. And so they have to somewhat relax their lending standards to keep doing their business. And so while I think they're more careful this time, it's true that these scary loans are out there.
Hey, does it kind of make the argument, for example, well, if you got great credit, you can get a credit card. I'm using a hypothetical here.
All right.
Some of you would agree with me. Great credit, good credit, 18-19%. Not so much great credit, but you're still able to make the payments. Okay, I'm just giving you an example here.
Mm-hmm.
They may charge you 23 to 26%. Well, Ed, why am I paying a higher interest rate? Well, your credit score is not that great. The banks can choose to be that way. I'm not saying you have to agree with them. Just the way it is. So the banks will take a risk out there. They may sit back and say, okay, fine. Instead of giving you, and again, I'm using a hypothetical here. Instead of giving you a $3,000 credit limit, we're going to give you $1,000. You still need it. Instead of 19%, we're going to charge you 23 to 24%. But you're at least showing that you're making payments on it. Hey, guess what? The bank's going to do that. Is that wrong or right? Now, if the banks are lowering their standards, is it because the government, which we know for years, has regulated, how do you like this one, folks? The government has regulated the bank to make them deregulate their standards.
Exactly.
To a quote, and I use this in quotations too, we encourage you,
right,
to give out more riskier loans.
Exactly. And of course, the safety net was private mortgage insurance, and then the insurance company went kaput, and the federal government had to bail them out, i.e. the taxpayers.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, the government jobs have been added to the latest numbers of the economy out there. Not much has changed, but take a wild guess. Which government has created the most jobs this year? Which government?
Which country?
No, did I say country?
No.
I said which government. If it's U.S. jobs, why would it be a country?
All right, just checking.
Which government? What government, should I ask? Which government? Is it a government agency? Here's a little trivia question. Which government has created the majority of government jobs over the last year? Is it an agency? Is it a certain type of government? Kind of think that one out there for a second when it happens with all of that. Are you guys ready for this? The Catholic Church, according to John Roberts from Fox News, the Catholic Church is debating about whether married men should be allowed to become priests.
Pope Francis has opened a three-week meeting of bishops at the Vatican that could pave the way for married men to join their ranks. A debate is also scheduled over whether or not to allow Catholic priests to marry. On one side of the highly contentious issue are those who say ordaining married men could help relieve the shortage of priests. Others argue loosening the 1,000-year-old requirement of celibacy would undermine the character of the priesthood.
Really, can I ask a question? And to those of you that listen to the show, this is not a put-down on the Catholic faith. Believe me, I criticize a lot of other faiths out there for injecting certain things, but I'm always fascinated as a son of the of a minister by faith and Christianity and all this, because I think it does play and still should play a big part of our culture out there.
Right.
Even though some of you don't want it to happen in our culture, it's been a 1,000-year... What's the word I want to look at?
Tradition.
That's a good one. Precedent. Can I ask a question? Where do they get this? I'm just asking. Where do they get this precedent that men should not be married in order to preach the word of God and to win those over, whether it's church tradition or whatever? I'm just asking, where do they get the tradition?
There is some discussion in the New Testament about being, having a gift of singleness, allowing you to do more work for the Lord if you don't have a family to concern yourself with. However, the very people who wrote that, most of them were, Paul. I think he was married at one point.
Yeah.
And they want to follow in that, tradition. But
God, is it taken out of context, do you think?
The
1,000-year tradition? By the church,
I don't know if it would be taken out of context per se, but I believe it's probably something that is imposed as opposed to. I believe if someone wants to become single, need to be the one to decide.
Okay,
and there shouldn't be any restriction. I don't see that in the Bible.
Here's the question. Again, this is not a put down. I'm just asking. Okay. Do you believe the 1,000-year tradition of priests being celibate, no marriage whatsoever? Okay,
mm-hmm.
Is this made up by the church? Or is this something they get from the Bible? That's what I'm asking you.
All right. I personally believe they just decided to do it outside of the Bible.
I think you could be correct. But that's
view.
Not a put-down.
It's not a put-down.
I mean, there are a lot of churches, a lot of faiths.
Meanwhile, historical evidence has shown that even though they're, quote, supposedly celibate, many of them were not actually being celibate.
Yeah. So. Just look at the Catholic scandal that happened a decade plus ago. So that's kind of it. I'm posing the question out there because I'm always fascinated what some people deem to be, quote, faith and what deemed to be tradition out there. All right, we'll get to a lot of the stories coming up next. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600. Catholic priests be allowed to marry? This would be a good thing to allow more of those to come into the threshold of the church to have its teachings. Good thing or bad thing? Those of you that are Catholic or not Catholic, is this a good thing or a bad thing? What's your view on this? 831-0600. 904-831-0600. 0600. Coming up next, the Pride Festival hits all throughout the state, even here in Jacksonville, and they're trying to say this has become now a civil rights issue. We'll have that discussion coming up next, right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. U.S.-backed Kurdish-led forces say American troops have started to pull back from positions along the border in northeast Syria. That opens the way for a full-scale Turkish invasion. The Syrian Kurds say that would reverse 5 years of progress in the battle against ISIS. President Trump continues to rail against impeachment. In one of his latest tweets, the president writes, "The unemployment rate has just dropped to 3.5%, the lowest in more than 50 years. Is that an impeachable event for your president?" From abortion to LGBT rights, some of the country's hottest hot-button issues are on the docket, the Supreme Court opening its fall term today. And the UAW reports that contract talks with GM have not been going well. The strike began September 15th. The Dow down, the futures down 73 points, and this is SRN News.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Nikki Whaley. JSO has announced the arrest of the suspect in the home invasion of a 92-year-old woman. Officers have arrested Joseph Lee Jackson. Officials say that a tip led them to Jackson, who's been arrested on multiple charges, including home invasion, robbery, burglary, criminal mischief, and resisting arrest. Action Jax News reports that Jackson has a long criminal history with previous convictions of burglary, trafficking in stolen property, and a possession of a firearm by a felon. An investigation into the deadly police-involved shooting will be done without what could have been a key piece of evidence. A JSO officer shot and killed Bruce Clark on Friday night at a Walmart on the north side of River City Marketplace, but the officer did not have a body cam that could have recorded the incident. Details released yesterday show that 37-year-old Clark had a baton and knife on him when he released the Hornet spray into the officer's face on City Square Drive. The officer was not hurt, but he's now on leave pending the investigation. That's Jacksonville.radio News.
Good morning, I-10 East from Cassett to McDuff. We're seeing some backup this morning. 295, 95, and JTB are problem-free. We are expecting around an 80% chance of thunderstorms today and a high of 81. This evening, a 60% chance of scattered thunderstorms continuing. 74 the low right now. It's 76 here at WBOB. And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Bids for the sale of JEA start this week. The asking bid starts at around $6.8 billion. Democrats move on with the impeachment inquiry as a second whistleblower has come forward on the Ukraine controversy. And the latest jobs report shows unemployment at 3.5%, its lowest level since 1969.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
633. Good morning, Ed Dean. Roger Henderson. Don't forget, we got our podcast up ready to go. We do it every day. Just go to WBOB.com after the morning show. You can catch it anytime you would like. While you're there, read about the bios of this show and also of our other shows, Roger, on the weekend. Very popular shows. Also our shows in the afternoon and the evening. And by the way, while you're there, just download the radio app. It's free. Add us to your smartphone, your Android phone. Download it. Free app. No monthly charge. No pop-ups. Listen to us on your smartphones at WBOB.com. Before I get to the calls, by the way, that shooting that took place at a Walmart, where this guy walked in with a baton and a knife around the Walmart area, he sprayed, what did he spray in the cop's face?
It was flying insecticide, which I understand is more dangerous than pepper spray.
I mean,
it can cause blindness.
I like the body cams on the cops, because then you can listen to, like, it's kind of like saying, hey, you have a transcript here, but you get somebody else's second side of the story or second version. Supposedly the body cams would show everything. My question is, why did he spray this? What, the cop come up to him, ask him a couple questions, and he just sprayed? You know what? I would have pulled out my gun too, Roger. I would have pulled out my gun too. Come on, folks. Cops are not looking for problems. And if they are, well, then they need to be talked with. Having said that, when you pull out a pepper spray or whatever, bug spray, throw it in the cop's face, guess what? He is going to, you know what? How do you not blame the cops? I'm just saying.
If you're spraying some kind of chemical agent in a police officer's eyes, he can't see at that point. And if he doesn't get to the hospital right away and get that taken care of, he could have permanent eye injury and may not be able to see for the rest of his life. Meanwhile, issue at hand, if he's got to protect the public, he can't see to do so. He's putting everyone in that place at risk. So I think he had to do what he had to do, sadly.
All right, let's take some calls. 831-0600. Let's go to line one. Go to Alan. Hey, Alan, good morning. Thank you for calling.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
I want to call about the priest. You know, you said the Catholic priest might get to marry.
Yeah.
Okay. Are they going to let him marry men?
I don't think so. I think the church is against that.
Well, then there's going to be another big lawsuit because the Lord's going to say, well, he could have a choice to marry men or female.
Well, I don't know about that.
I don't think so. You know, faith-based organizations are exempt from certain things. So.
No, I think Alan's correct. You will have a lawsuit whether it goes anywhere.
No,
I don't know.
I can't see it. It'll be thrown out immediately, and that would be one. And then the precedent will say no more lawsuits on priests being able to marry another guy.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Let's go to Jim on line two. Hey, Jim, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, sir.
I think it's a great idea that the priest should be able to marry. If you read in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 3, the forbidding to marry actually is classified as a doctrine of devils. And it has resulted in an enormous amount of disgrace to the Catholic Church over the centuries. In fact, when I lived in Spain, there was a recent discovery of a whole bunch of baby skeletons that had been shoveled away or, you know, hidden away in a small room in a convent that was hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years old, but it's where priests and nuns had had babies but were too ashamed to bring them forth, so they just hid them and let them die. And like I said, it's a doctrine of devils. It has never been from God. It is, in fact, the Apostle Paul mentioned that forbidding to marry was a terrible idea.
Yeah, well, I've always been curious when for years. And again, this is, and you could say this of any denomination. So I just, Jim, I mean, you bring up some interesting things. I'm not, this is not a dig against the Catholic Church. I mean, I would question even those of the Pentecostal faith and others. But where does the Catholic Church, I know some of you may come up and say, well, the Council of Nicaea, the Council of Trent, St. Augustine, Constantine, whatever. But I'm just trying to figure out what areas do they look at that they decided, or what scripture tradition-based, Jim, that came up with, because it's man-made, evidently. I mean, if they're trying to use scripture, what gives them their chapter and verse of saying, hey, listen, we don't think priests should be married, instead they should have an act of celibacy and be single?
Well, Roger had it right. The Apostle Paul, who had the gift of celibacy, mentioned that it was a good thing as far as it was for him. And for people for whom that is their gift, then that's great. But if it's not a gift that you have, you cannot conjure it up.
Yeah.
You can't decide, I want to be a priest, so therefore I'll be celibate. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
Either you have the gift or you don't.
All right. Jim, I appreciate the call. First off, I think from what we've read, I think the Apostle at one time had been married.
He probably, he was a member of the Sanhedrin and the requirement prior to becoming a Christian.
The requirements he had to be married. Here's the trivia question. Mm-hmm. Here's another trivia question. What individual would totally, is the word dispel? What individual, what priest would just totally slaughter this argument? Got an answer? The kill that you don't need to be that you don't need to be married. What priest, that could be in quotations, by the way, what priest automatically just kills that argument that you need to be single, or that priest should not be married, or priest can't be married? Kind of a little, that's it. Some of you might be able to guess that one. 831-0600-904-831-0600. JEA, oh boy. The bids, if you want to bid on JEA, here's a report from News 4 Jax, because the bids start today. You've told to be, you City Council can't talk about it now.
Potential sale of JEA continues to raise local concerns, primarily because the authority and the city have now been told by city lawyers to keep quiet on this subject while negotiations are underway with potential buyers.
More than a year, we've been hearing the debate about selling JEA. Voters have said in a non-binding referendum that they want a say in the matter. City Council agreed and made it official that in order to sell the city utility, voters have to say yes. Since then, JEA has been pushing the idea. In numerous board meetings, CEO Aaron Zahn laid out its position that it needs to look for alternatives to keep the city-owned utility afloat. One idea is selling off all or part of JEA to a private utility. On Monday, JEA will see the first results of that when it gets bids from interested companies. Those bids will remain secret until the negotiation process is over. JEA isn't talking, and the City Council has been advised to keep mum. Council President Scott Wilson says they don't want to interfere in the bidding process, possibly giving a company an edge.
Really? They don't want to interfere in the bidding process? But technically, if you're a city council individual and you oversee JEA, are you not allowed to look at the bidding process? Listen to this clip from First Coast News. The bidding starts at $6.8 billion.
Years of whispers, rumors, and flat-out denials from City Hall. JEA will begin accepting bids tomorrow for a potential buyer of the utility, which has been city-owned for 125 years. The asking price could be $6.8 billion or more for the whole thing.
Wait a second. I thought the same crowd was telling me that they were looking at $7.5 to $11 billion.
They're starting bids, though. Hopefully
they're starting bids.
They want it to go up higher.
So the starting bids is $6.8.
$6.8,
Well, listen, why not go at $9.5?
It could reach that.
9.5 in the Richter scale. Here we go.
Okay.
JEA will consider selling piece by piece. Either way, the bidding process will be secret and could take months. Now, it was April 2000.
By the way, I know who some of the players are, and it really isn't that secret.
In 18, when JEA approved a former board member, Aaron Zahn, as the new CEO of the utility, he's a longtime ally of Mayor Lenny Curry. And Zahn's history with an investment group specializing in acquiring power generation companies fueled speculation that the move was designed to lay the groundwork for a sale, which the mayor denied. Last November, voters in Duval County overwhelmingly voted in favor of calling a public vote before any approval of a sale of JEA. But that straw poll was not binding, and the city has said it does not need voter permission to go through with the sale.
Wow, is that the greatest news or what?
Mind your business, citizens of Jacksonville.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like this Charter Review Commission going on, which I know many of them on the committee are dear friends of mine, and I keep telling them, I'm like, well, what's the point of it? Do you know that the school sales tax has been a charade. We've talked about that left and right. They knew it wasn't going to happen this year, okay? The charter review is needed. You have it every 10 years. But it's kind of mute, M-O-O-T or M-U-T, however you want to look at it, because unless the city council accepts any of it, it doesn't mean a hill of beans. Yeah. It's kind of like having these consumer reviewer boards or citizen-led boards. Mm-hmm. A lot of times they put out some decent recommendations, whether you agree with it or not. If the city doesn't take it, what's the point of having them then? I mean, so there you go. So JEA.
Something to talk about, I guess.
Yeah, 831-0600. So 6.8, I would have gone for more. But
well, that's just starting bids. They're hoping, I'm sure, that it would go higher than that.
Well, the starting bids is 6.8, which means if you're asking for 6.8, somebody comes behind you and says, well, I'm going to offer you 5.6. I don't know.
No. Usually bids go higher in an auction, right?
The starting bid is yes, if an asking price is at six, yeah, it depends on how you negotiate.
Okay.
If the starting price, if you're at, hey, Roger, I'm selling my car for 6.8, I want to go a little bit lower. You can look at it both ways.
People can't negotiate down, right? I'm thinking, my initial thought was that they would start it and then increase from there and have everybody outbid each other.
So there's a great article on First Coast News on this whole thing of what it's worth. Did you know that JEA has got $1.4 billion in cash and investment on the books? They own thousands of acres, 1,600 acre north side tract. I didn't realize that. They own thousands of acres. The question is, how much are they in debt? Some say it could be anywhere, I don't know, a few billion in there. They would have to, I guess they need the city hall inquiries about this. They've said that they need at least $3 billion to cover some of the big dollar requirements out there. And what are you going to do about JEA retention bonuses? It is quite interesting when you look at this. So they may talk about breaking it up. 831-0600, 904-831-0600.
I would immediately pursue and suggest that the city of Jacksonville pay off all their debt, pay off $2.2 billion in debt, and be the first major debt-free city in the United States of America.
You think honestly they'll hold on to that money or they'll spend it? My word.
My thinking would be they'd probably spend it unless if it requires voter approval, and it may not. So based on the clip we just
heard. Yeah, so all of you decided to vote out there that you have to sell it.
Then the language in the sell means that it has to be put in a way in some type of endowment type thing that cannot be borrowed against.
So what's the point of having a vote if it's non-binding? Just to gauge it? Well, the voter said this and blah, blah, blah.
We're looking more and more like
it. Mad. Can you imagine if here's the story, 831-0600. Uh-huh. What if this went to, what if the majority of voters of the polls that say, no, we don't, I support selling JEA, by the way, but let's say the majority of polls don't, and you decide to go against the, quote, will of the voters, mm-hmm. then what was the point of having that non-binding resolution then?
If it went the way they wanted it to go, they'd have that as far as ammunition to campaign on.
So Jason Gabriel, the city attorney, I get along well with Jason. I don't hang out with him a whole lot, but I see he's very polite to me. He told the other city council members, you can't even talk about this. There's a gag order. Well, technically, you can't even talk to the media, is what they said. Well, technically, there's already sunshine law that prevents that, unless you talk about it in a workshop whatsoever. So your call is 831-0600. The selling of JEA. Why not? What's the pros and cons of this? Coming up next, the Pride Festival here in the city of I didn't realize it was the 41st Pride Festival. That's what they call it.
41st.
I didn't realize there was 40 more before that.
Me either.
We got some of the clips from some of the people that were there. We should have done a man on the street. By the way, Roger, I was at a Pride. I'm not lying, folks. I was at a Pride. I was at a an area. I was at a Pride area. Yes, I was at a Pride area this past week, and I'm not lying about it. I'm going to tell you where it was next, right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
On I-295 north at US 17, there's been an accident. We're looking at traffic cams. Traffic is not that backed up just yet. 10 East Lane Avenue down to US 17. We're seeing heavy traffic there as well.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Saturday, October 5th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. Saturday, October 5th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Farmers Market at the St. Augustine Premium Outlet Mall. And Saturday, October 5th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
I served in the United States military for 20 years and 3 days. When I came home, things were being noticed by my wife. She's the one that told me to go get help. I literally started crying the first appointment. I have PTSD with anxiety, so I was introduced into the world of the service dog. Canines for Warriors saves shelter dogs and trains them to be service dogs for veterans. 90% of the dogs from Canines are rescues. Things before I had Hannah were pretty rough. I couldn't walk into a store, into a movie theater. And with Hannah, I have that ability to do that. She's by my side 24/7. It was not just one life that they saved. I believe they saved both of our lives. It allows me to be that husband, to be that father. I feel a part of me is coming back that I used to be before I deployed.
Baby, love you.
Thank you, Daddy.
Your monthly donation of $22 or more will save lives now. Become a guard dog and support Canines for Warriors. Lines are open now. Call 1-800-959-1059 and visit www.caninesforwarriors.org.
Things Floridians think when it drops below 70 degrees.
Ugh, where did I put my jacket?
Must be time for the fair.
Man, I think this is the coldest winter yet.
I deal with hurricanes. I shouldn't have to deal with winter.
When will it be summer again?
How am I supposed to wear shorts in this?
Seriously. How do people survive this cold for more than 2 days?
Don't be caught in the cold. Prepare for the inevitable season change that we all pretend isn't coming. Call Bueller Air Conditioning.
Bueller Air. Stay cooler with Bueller.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow. My passion has always been to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. Radio has helped MyPillow become the amazing company that it is today. My employees and I want to thank you with some of the best discounts on my products ever. Just go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Here you will find deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillows are normally $89.99, but with your promo code, you can get them for just $29.99. And remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty.
Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Enter promo code WBOB or call 800-950-9024 for these great radio specials.
Are you tired of pre-recorded financial shows that try to scare you into buying annuities and life insurance products? I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee. Together we host the Van Wee Financial Hour, live every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Van Wee Financial is a fee-only financial planning and asset management company here on Florida's First Coast.
We bring you current financial information and analysis without the scare tactics.
Most of all, we answer your financial and investing questions live on the air.
Tune into the Van Wee Financial Hour and call us every Saturday morning at 10 right here on AM 600 and FM 101.1 WBOB.
There's an 80% chance of thunderstorms today and a high of 81 degrees. This evening, a 60% chance of rain. Overnight, the low drops to 74, and right now, it is 76 here at WBOB.
Financial issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A new report says risky mortgage loans are back on the rise. Consumer confidence amongst Floridians is high. And bids for the sale of JEA start this week. The asking bid starts at around $6.8 billion.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB. WBOB.
People from all different walks of life came together to celebrate River City Pride. This year's parade was the largest to date, with over 100 organizations and more than 3,000 participants. River City Pride is continuing to break records. Organizers say this year's festival is the largest the city has ever seen. Also, this year Pride Festival celebrate another milestone.
This year's the 50th anniversary of Stonewall. Stonewall was the set of riots that took place, and it kind of paved the way for the movements that we have today.
With much to be celebrated and appreciated at this year's festival, the most important is love.
Love, what the world needs now is love, sweet love.
I didn't know you could sing.
I can't. That's why I talk for a living.
Yeah, that wasn't bad, though.
That was Burt Back. No, I was actually singing out of key. So anyway, that was News 4 Jax on the latest out there. But that should be the Trump campaign. By the way, I was watching the video over the weekend. That was News 4 Jax about the big Pride event that took place. The 41st Pride Festival. But I'm confused because I'm born and raised in Florida. For years, I was a reporter covering things in Jacksonville. And I don't know, 41st Pride? And is just 41st Pride? I know they had a lot of these statewide.
I personally have not. I know they've gone on in other cities before. This all is right. The first time I'm aware they've actually
been. So they had rainbow-themed costumes, glitter, feathers, lots of love were the common themes. But I had about 3,000 people, over 100 organizations. By the way, I'm one of the Make America Great Again people. Damn, but I didn't see anybody wearing MAGA hats. I actually wanted to go out there this weekend. I was in another rainbow area. I'm not making that up. Guess where I was, Roger? Rainbow State Park. Rainbow River. It's called Rainbow River.
It's Tampa Bay area, right?
No, Dunellen. About okay. 2 hours north.
Okay.
About an hour and a half north. It's kind of southwest of a tad. Actually almost due west of Ocala in some areas, south Ocala.
All right.
So we went out there, some friends. We went through Rainbow River. No, it's not some creepy thing. No. It's nothing like that. It's actually gorgeous. Probably the best kayaking I've ever done.
Hmm.
It is crystal clear. Forget Silver Springs. Crystal clear water out there. So I was at a rainbow event this past week, and you can call that one out there as well. So it's the 41st Pride. By the way, they said that this was to do with the civil rights from the Stonewall. The Stonewall, without getting too deep into this morning because of listeners, was an area where you had a lot of things in New York where they had a lot of illegal activity, certain pedophilia going on, sex with underage boys. Wow. It was open rampant among the gay community. So the police was cracking down on a lot of these establishments because it was illegal then. So now they say, oh, it was the civil rights era and blah, blah, blah. So that's the reason why they said that, just in case some of you are curious about that. Here's some of the people that were at the festival this weekend.
Yeah, I decided to come out to this year's Pride because I really believe that this is a community that really needs support. And I've always wanted to really show support for all the queer community, especially my sister.
Hey, wait. Did she just say a word that was politically incorrect?
I've always wanted to really show support for all the queer community, especially my sister.
Now, I thought in the 90s and 2000s, I was told I shouldn't be able to say queer on the radio because it was, and Roger, you remember that was politically incorrect.
Well, LGBTQ.
Was it not?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
But LGBTQ apparently makes it okay now because the Q stands for queer.
For queer. All right, I'm just saying, I was told I couldn't use the word, but okay.
And also, you know, why not come out and have a party with all people that all believe that love is love and we all deserve love?
We have a family member as well, so we just come out to support and just show the love. It's fun and it's great exposure and teaching the kids to love early.
For a very long time in
Boy, you know what? I could spend 20 minutes teaching the kids to love early. All right.
The U.S., people were afraid to be who they are. Now we need to encourage people to come out so they can live life as their true selves and truly be happy and be accepted within the community by other people.
Mm. By the way, did they have any protesters out there? How many of y'all went out? I didn't go. I told you I was at Rainbow River. Seriously.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I would have loved
kayaking.
I would have gone. I'd love to do if I would have. I already had this thing planned. I would have gone out there, done a man in the street interview.
Mm.
Of course, I probably would have disguised myself as one of the goers out there, so nobody would have, you know, caught me off target here. But anyway.
Then you would have been on the videotape they sell. Ed Dean.
Wow. 831-0600 Talk Radio, WBOB.
On the 295 North at US 17, there's a wreck, and we're looking at traffic cams. Not a lot of backup just yet. 295 North, the Duval Road, a broken down car. You will see it on the right. And I-10 going toward downtown, East Lane Avenue to US 17. Traffic is building. Your attention, please. Hangar Bay Cafe is your locally owned and veteran-owned restaurant at the beach, 2294 Mayport Road. Hangar Bay Cafe has something for everyone, lunch and dinner, on the go or dine in. Hangar Bay is famous for their ramen. A regular ramen bowl with two pieces of chicken and a drink starts at just $13. The fried chicken at Hangar Bay is better than your mama's. It's on the list of the best fried chicken in the 50 states based on Yelp data. Check out the sandwiches like the unique bourbon teriyaki, pulled pork, or spicy sausage, or spicy Cajun po' boy. In a seafood mood, how about shrimp and fish with grits? It's veteran owned with a Navy theme and variety. Hangar Bay Cafe, open 7 days a week at 2294 Mayport Road. Hangar Bay Cafe, online at hangarbaycafe.com.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
Friday nights are about to get fun again. WBOB will help you follow your favorite high school team this season with our Friday Night Score. Every Friday night, we'll keep you up to date on the score from your favorite teams, as well as the scores from your rivals. Enjoy the talk show. We'll keep an eye on the games for you. Friday Night Scoreboard, every Friday night on WBOB.
Lots of rain with thunderstorms expected today and a high of 81 this evening. A 60% chance of showers continuing. 74 the low right now, 77 at WBOB.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
We're going to take your calls in just a few moments after the top of the hour. Some major news we're covering this morning. The bids for JEA sales start this week, but City Council has been kind of told, hey, you can't even talk about it. In fact, you can't even talk to Ed or Roger about it.
Gag order.
A gag. Well, how come let's put it, are we under a gag? Can we be busted? We can't be busted because we're talking about it. We just can't talk about it with City Council people.
I can't imagine even they would be legally restricted.
We should do like a prank call.
Maybe it was just a courtesy thing where he was asking them nicely.
It wasn't a courtesy thing. That one's a gag order. So also, consumer confidence among Floridians is on a rise. In a new report, come out from the Washington Post, say they remember all those risky mortgages that were done in the books before the Great Recession are back on the rise again. Almost reminds me of The Big Short, one of the best movies out there on this issue. 831-0600, 904-831-0600. Also, another big story, Catholic priest. It's on the table. I can't believe it. Should they be able and be allowed to marry? And what about married individuals to become priests? Or should this be a continued no-no from the Catholic tradition? What are your views on this? Also, JEA, 831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.